July 19th through the 25th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 81 through 83. Where much is given, much is required. As you study Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 81 through 83, make note of principles that can help you do good among your family, your friends, and others. In March 1832, the Lord called Jesse Goss to be a counselor to Joseph Smith in the presidency of the high priesthood, now called the First Presidency. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, is a revelation to Brother Goss, instructing him in his new calling and promising him blessings for serving faithfully. But Jesse Goss did not serve faithfully, so Frederick G. Williams was called to replace him, and Brother Goss's name was replaced with Brother William's name in the revelation. That may seem like a minor detail, but it implies a significant truth. Most of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants are addressed to specific people, but we can always seek ways to apply them to ourselves. See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. The Lord's counsel to Frederick G. Williams to strengthen the feeble knees can turn our minds to the people we might strengthen. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 5. The Lord's counsel for members of the United Firm to bind yourselves by this covenant in order to meet the church's temporal needs, can turn our minds to our own covenants. And the Lord's promise that He would be bound when ye do what I say can remind us of His promises to us when we obey. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 10 and 15. That's as it should be. For the Lord also declared, "What I say unto one, I say unto all." See verse 5. See Newell K. Whitney and the United Firm, Jesse Goss, Counselor to the Prophet, in Revelations in Context, pages 142 through 147, and pages 155 through 157. Ideas for Personal Scripture Study. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81. I can be faithful in doing what the Lord asks of me. Do you sometimes wonder how you can fulfill the important responsibilities in your life? As a counselor to the Prophet Joseph Smith, Frederick G. Williams surely had many important responsibilities. In Section 81, the Lord gave him counsel about how to fulfill them. What do you find in this section that can help you fulfill the responsibilities given to you by the Lord? Here are some questions to help you ponder verse 5. What are some ways a person can be weak? What does it mean to succor those who are weak? What might cause a person's hands to figuratively hang down? How can we lift up those hands? What might the phrase feeble knees mean? How can we strengthen those with feeble knees? Perhaps studying this verse has brought to mind someone you could succor, lift up, or strengthen. What will you do to minister to that person? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 1 through 7. The Lord invites me to repent and forsake my sins. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 1 through 7, consider making two lists of things you learn: warnings about sin and truths about forgiveness. How can these truths help you resist the temptations of the adversary? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 8 through 10. Commandments are for my salvation and protection. If you or someone you know has ever wondered why the Lord gives so many commandments, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 8 through 10 could help. What insights in these verses could help you explain to someone why you choose to follow the Lord's commandments? You might also consider how His commandments have changed your life. What do you learn about the Lord as you read verse 10? See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 through 21. Carol M. Stevens, "If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments," Ensign Orleahona, November 2015. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 83. Widows and orphans shall be provided for. In April 1832, as instructed by the Lord, Joseph Smith traveled nearly 800 miles to visit the saints who had gathered in Missouri. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 78, verse 9. One community he visited included widows who were raising their children alone. Among them were Phoebe Peck and Anna Rogers, whom the prophet knew personally. In Missouri in the 1830s, state laws gave widows limited rights to their deceased husband's property. What do you learn from Section 83 about how the Lord feels about widows and orphans? Do you know anyone in this situation who would benefit from your love or care? See also Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17 and James chapter 1, verse 27. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, verse 3. You could give paper hearts to family members and invite them to draw or write something they would like to pray about. Talk about what it means to pray always, vocally, and in thy heart. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, verse 5. To learn about the principles in this verse, perhaps family members could share examples of when they felt weak or feeble, and someone succored or strengthened them. You could also watch videos about serving others, such as Works of God or The Miracle of the Roof. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Discuss how your family can regularly serve each other in simple ways. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 8 through 10. Perhaps a simple game would help your family feel thankful for God's commandments. One family member could give instructions to help a blindfolded family member make a sandwich or go through an obstacle course. Think of something fun and creative. Then discuss how God's commandments are like the instructions in this game. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 18 through 19. What can each family member do to improve upon his or her talent and gain other talents? It might be fun to have a family talent show. Think of ways to include talents that aren't easily displayed, such as spiritual gifts. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 11 through 26. How can we use our talents and share the things we have to bless our family and neighbors? What does it mean to use our talents with an eye single to the glory of God? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, Have I Done Any Good? Hymns number 223. See also Ideas to Improve Your Family Scripture Study. Improving Our Teaching. Ask questions that lead to action. Consider questions that prompt your family members to reflect on how they can live the gospel more fully. Quote, these are usually not discussion questions, they are for personal reflection. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 31.